Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 5th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. WhatsApp began rolling out ephemeral messaging across Android and iOS. Once the feature is turned on, messages and media sent in a conversation will disappear after 7 days and apply to all messages, even if they aren't read. WhatsApp said it will keep an eye on user feedback to see if 7 days is the right length for the feature. The BBC sources say NVIDIA is preparing to launch its GeForce Now cloud gaming service on iOS, available through the Safari browser. It's expected to launch before the end of the year. Among other games on the platform, GeForce Now would allow iOS users to play Fortnite, which was removed from the iOS App Store as part of the ongoing legal dispute between Apple and Epic Games. Users on TikTok are reporting the platform is testing a Learn tab alongside the typical For You and Following tabs on the home screen. Earlier this year, TikTok launched the dedicated Learn on TikTok hashtag to highlight more informative and how-to videos. The Learn tab features similar content as the hashtag, with a mix of premium and user-generated content. DJI announced the Mini 2, its smallest and lightest drone. The Mini 2 offers 6.2 miles of range compared to 2.5 miles on the original Mavic Mini, and now includes DJI's proprietary OcuSync wireless control that can control the drone from up to 10 kilometers away. The drone also features updated motors for faster ascents, and the camera can now shoot 4K video at 30 frames per second, as well as capturing raw still images. The Mini 2 is available now for $449. Sony announced the PlayStation 5 console will not be available for walk-in purchase at retail outlets on launch day. The company reiterated that all launch sales will be through online stores of retail partners. Customers placing online orders will still be able to pick up consoles from retailers on launch day. Nintendo announced it sold 6.86 million Switch consoles in Q2, up 40% in the year, and up 30% on Q1. Nintendo now expects to sell 24 million Switch units for this fiscal year, with an expected 450 billion yen in operating profit. That's roughly 4.3 billion US dollars. The newly released Super Mario 3D All-Stars sold 5.21 million units in the quarter, while Animal Crossing New Horizons continued to sell well with 3.5 million units. Sega Sammy, the parent company of the video game maker Sega, announced it will sell off 85.1% of its shares in its arcade business, Sega Entertainment, to the Japanese arcade company Genda. Sega says the business was severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in significant losses in its upcoming fiscal quarter. The deal will have no impact on its video game division. Michigan voters approved Proposal 2 that amends the state constitution to require law enforcement officers to get a warrant before searching suspects' electronic data. The amendment prohibits unreasonable search and seizure of electronic data and electronic communications. Michigan becomes the 13th U.S. state to include privacy protections in its constitution. On election night, Facebook told the Wall Street Journal that its policy to label candidate posts claiming premature victory in the U.S. election only applied to claims over the presidential race overall, not for claiming victory in individual states. However, on November 4th, Facebook announced it was now expanding the policy to apply to the state level as well. Bloomberg sources say Apple is dealing with shortages on power management chips used in iPhones and other devices. It's unclear how this will bottleneck supply during Apple's holiday quarter, with sources saying suppliers will likely prioritize Apple over other customers. Several factors have reportedly led to the shortage, like COVID-19 supply chain disruptions and Huawei's recent stockpiling of components prior to U.S. sanctions hitting the company in September. Chipmaker TSMC also recently said that 5G smartphones require 30 to 40% more chip content versus 4G devices. And finally, like other camera manufacturers, Nikon has released a webcam utility software, which is a free beta available on Windows and macOS to turn Nikon cameras into webcams. Cameras supported includes Z line of mirrorless cameras, as well as pro DSLRs like the D6 and D5, and older consumer DSLR models like the D5300, originally released in 2013. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.